Big fan of Pat Cummins. Hopefully he's in the mix for tomorrow's ODI. He's the future of the pace attack, Uncle Grubby. Uncle Grubby, there's no doubt. It's terrific to see him back. He's played that one test match. He was a spectacular success. Like so many of our other bowlers, he's been struck down with back injury, but he's slowly but surely, and I mean slowly but surely, worked his back way into top form. And yeah, we expect him to play. He's been drafted into that squad for those three remaining. Now there's only two remaining. Mm. So you're going to have to think maybe Josh Hazlewood gets a break.
Well, they're worried about his workload, and they're saying that he won't be playing the Shield game. Mm. But you'd want to have a Shield. You'd want to have a hit.
You think he'd like to get some red ball work. Adam Fryer, good morning to you, Adam.
Unless he's playing for the Wallabies this weekend, I was just trying to work out where that was going.
Well, he'd be a perfect back rower.
Josh Hazlewood, you'd put him as a lock.
Mate, absolutely. I dare say we could do it with a few of the speedsters' pace attack from the Australian cricket team, because our backs were a little bit off on the weekend. I thought it was going to be a Wallaby victory, and they showed some grit. They hung tough. But, look, I think France probably weren't too good. I just think the Wallabies dropped the ball.
Yeah, and just on that, we even saw Israel Folau have a little bit of a unhappy night, Adam. And I'm wondering, do you reckon that was courtesy of that big knock he took early in the game, or do you think he just had a bad night?
Well, I think he just had a bad night. I think in a lot of times, a lot of instances in footy, you get a knock earlier in the game, and having played, if you get a knock, you can recover and bounce back.
Yeah.
And knowing the class of Israel, he wouldn't ever blame that either. But I just think they just weren't gelling. You saw Bernard Foley just dropping balls cold. They seem to be wanting to be playing this attacking brand of rugby, and I give Czech full marks for that. But when you have about 8 or 10 phases without really breaking the line, and you know, you saw France, they only had one person back, they had their wingers up and really closing in, so they knew they were going to try and play an attacking style of footy, and they didn't know what to do after sort of that 10th phase. But look, to Czech's credit, he's trying to play an entertaining game of rugby, but there's that balance again. Do you go out and look at a test and look to, you know, win it 12-9 or something like that, or do you want to play an entertaining footy? I think he's going to find the balance by the end of the tour, but I tell you what, it doesn't get any easier for the Wallabies. You've got Ireland, the Six Nations champions, and then you face England, and England are desperate for a win. They should have beaten South Africa, they should have beaten New Zealand, and you're coming up against the Wallaby side after a very long year. It could be three in a row for Czech, but in saying that, I've got faith he'll put in a performance that hopefully we can all be proud of.
Jake Schatz joins the team. Jake Schatz. Joins the team. But the other guy who joined the team...
Why did you laugh there, TK? Is it something to do with the name?
Now, this is a bloke I'm looking forward to watching play.
Jake Schatz. Mm. Yeah.
Because of his surname or because of how he plays?
Because of his surname.
Okay.
Because what if he drops it? Has he shat himself? I couldn't wait for that.
Yeah. They'll be using that. Look, Jake Schatz comes in the team, and if you read through all the press... he's going to make changes, in my opinion. And they're talking about even Will Gettier and Quade Cooper reuniting. Maybe, maybe not. But for mine, I don't think it's the backs he needs to tinker with. It's the forwards. And the line-out for the Irish is their bread and butter. It is their strength. So they need to be able to lift their game. Luke Jones may come into the back row. We don't know yet. But there will be changes with Scott Higginbotham coming home. And, of course, we haven't spoken about it, Kirtley Beale.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Adam. Sorry, mate, before we were sidetracked. Kirtley Beale is the name that's coming into that everyone's talking about. What are your spies saying about the way he's been accepted back into the fold?
Oh, look, I think Kirtley will always be embraced by the playing group.
Sure.
There's absolutely no doubt. And I played with him, and I've also worked alongside him. And he's a great bloke to have around, and he really lifts the morale of the team. But I don't think that view is shared throughout Australian rugby, and it's been pretty public that's the view. I think if he comes in, I think the best thing that Kirtley can do would be around his teammates and out there performing. And it doesn't really change the past, but unfortunately, you can't change what's been done. You need to focus, and actions is really going to be the key for Kirtley, not on the field, but off the field. But I think he'll come into the team, and the players will love that. The players will rally around him, and I think I think Kirtley will get some time this weekend.
I'm looking forward to it.
He's still giggling about Jake Schatz.
Is he very mobile?
Oh, here we go.
He's a loose forward. Very loose.
That makes it even worse, mate.
No, I thought he meant it like that. But, he's mobile, he's loose. And he's a good player.
Jono just said if he runs the length of the field and beats 10 defenders, would he have shat himself all over the place?
Jeez, this is morning radio.
At its very best. At its very best, Adam.
Oh, God, Adam. Sorry about that. Hey, mate. Back to the rugby.
We're at the rugby.
What would you do if you're the coach and you saw this Teddy Thomas score that try for France, right? From a standing start, 45 metres out, where he beat six Wallaby defenders. Would you keep showing that to the boys and just say, what happened there?
Look, I think that was a sensational try, but if you actually watch the replay, and they played it that many bloody times, I didn't really want to watch it again. But
yeah.
He knocked over about three or four blokes. Adam Ashley Cooper tripped over Sifoing. It was just one of those things. I don't think you play it too many times. I think you probably just have to just live with it. But look, as I say, I don't think the Wallabies turned up. I wouldn't say they didn't turn up, because that's a mental thing. I just didn't think it clicked for them. I really thought they were going to win and win well, but you can't do that when you miss so many tackles. And of course, if you're 9 and you're 10 and you're 15, that being your spine of your back line are off, you're in trouble in any match.
Just on Quade Cooper, you said there's a chance that he might be reunited with Will Genia in the halves to start this test match against Ireland. I was reading about him during the week, Adam, and has he really... They were talking about how he's readdressed his attitude towards training and so forth. Has he really done that since the infamous 2012, when he talked about the toxic environment that the Wallabies had?
Look, it's a fair question, Jimmy, because I know that there's a polarising view of Quade Cooper.
Yeah.
And I was one of the sceptics that said this bloke is a little bit spoiled and he's not treating the jersey with respect. But over the past 2 years, I've got nothing but praise for him. And you look through everything he does in the media and even on his social media account. We all know what kids are like on social media. He's always with kids. He's always out there growing the game. He's in hospital. He's actually doing the right things. And by all reports in camp, he's a changed man. And I think that's full credit to him, because you can find these rough bits in the road and not change. But he's realised that. And, mate, to be honest, I give him full marks of what he's done over the past 24 months off the field. Now, on the field, he hasn't really found that form since he had there at winning the Super Rugby title for the Reds. But I believe in him. I think he'll be okay, and I think he could get a chance if he does and step up. He came off the bench last week and had an absolute blinder. So, check. I don't know if he'll be starting him, but he'll definitely be giving him more minutes this weekend. And, you know, getting things right off the field definitely plays a part.
Adam, thank you very much.
TK, I reckon just take a break. Deep breath, and if Schatz gets on the field this weekend, we'll celebrate it.
You know what?
Week.
He's my man of the match already. Good on you, mate.
All right, I'll let you run away with it. Bye.
Thank you. Adam Fry there, our rugby expert. Wallabies $1.90, Ireland $1.90. I thought Ireland would be starting favourites at tab.com.au, but it's $1.90 each of two. They are the Six Nations champions.